Live from NHPR News, I'm Rick Hamley. Hundreds of people packed into downtown Concord over the weekend to protest the Trump administration's recent actions. The rally on International Women's Day was one of many held around the country to oppose the new administration's policies. Some protesters, like Maria Doughton of Litchfield, said they're more worried now than they were during Trump's first term. She fears constitutional liberties are at risk, citing Trump's recent threat to pull funding from colleges that allow demonstrations over the war in Gaza.
I think that he feels like he has nothing to lose, so he's just going to come in gangbusters and do whatever he can do, and it's scary.
Dutton and other protesters cited women's rights, transgender rights, and mass firings of federal workers as among their top concerns. Imagine visiting a doctor and getting a prescription not for a pill, but for a play. As Connecticut Public Radio's Sujata Srinivasan reports, that's the idea behind social prescribing. It's a movement to connect people with arts and culture to improve their health.
Chris Appleton says his pharmacy is a little bit different.
We partner with your local theaters, museums, dance studios, community arts centers, and the programs that those partners offer are sort of like the medicine that are on the shelf at the pharmacy, and we provide the patient access to participate in those programs.
Appleton is founder and CEO of Art Pharmacy, a hub connecting healthcare providers with arts and culture organizations in Connecticut. A large part of Art Pharmacy's business is from managed care health plans offering Medicaid and Medicare.
They prescribe 12 doses of arts and culture. And that's a standard care plan. And then the doctor calls that prescription in. They make an order or a referral to Art Pharmacy.
The patient has a list of options: a guided tour of the botanical gardens, a community theater performance, a pottery class, and much more. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Sujata Srinivasan.
A University of New Hampshire freshman recently won the NCAA Men's Slalom National Championship. It was UNH freshman Jaden Buckrell's first time competing in the Hanover competition. Buckrell is from Ontario, Canada, and is the third UNH student to win an individual championship in the program's history. WMUR reports he hopes to one day represent Canada on the national ski team. In other sports news, the Bruins traded their captain, Brad Marchand, on Friday to the Florida Panthers. He played his entire 16-year career so far in Boston. After some other moves, trading away veterans, Boston took a win over the Lightning Saturday, 4-0. The Bees will see the Panthers at the Garden tomorrow. Tonight, the Celtics have the Utah Jazz. They picked up a win over the weekend, 111-101 over the Lakers on Saturday. Your forecast, some snow showers to start with this morning in some spots, otherwise partly to mostly sunny and milder today. Temperatures getting into the mid-30s to 40s in the North Country. It'll be in the 50s in southern New Hampshire this afternoon. Partly cloudy tonight, and then clouds for central and northern New Hampshire on Tuesday with sunshine from Concord South. Breezy and mild tomorrow, into the 50s and 60s for all of us.